Welcome to the ICIS Pep Talk, ICIS Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. I'm George Martin, ICIS Latin American Polymers Editor. I'm here with Michelle Clamp, who is our US Polymers Editor. Hi, Michelle. Tell us a little bit about the market dynamics in the US polyethylene market right now.
Hi, George. It's been an interesting few months in the US polyethylene market. After prices fell by 14 cents per pound over May and June, U.S. prices were among the lowest globally, which caused the arbitrage window to open wide. Record amounts of material were exported out at the same time that domestic buyers were scooping it up, leaving producer inventories at very low levels. The supply tightness continued through July and into August, particularly after disruptions caused by Hurricane Isaac in Louisiana. The tightness, along with feedstock ethylene prices, which rose by nearly 10% in August from July for contract buyers and by 14% for spot buyers, helped to push through August price increases. August contracts eventually settled at a split settlement, with one producer up by 3 cents per pound, while most of the rest of the producers were up by 5 cents per pound.
I understand a split settlement is pretty rare in the U.S. polyethylene market. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. Market participants had been expecting the entire market to meet the competitive offer of plus 3 cents per pound for August, but the hurricane and the disruptions it caused seemed to give the other producers enough momentum to implement the full 5 cent per pound increase. But most market participants now expect the market to come back together by October. The producer who saw a 3 cent per pound increase is seeking the remaining 2 cents per pound in September, while most other producers have pushed an additional increases off until October. By October 1, most producers are seeking an additional 5 cent per pound increase.
With prices up, how is the export market looking?
Well, the export window has closed somewhat as U.S. prices get closer to other regions' pricing. Export sales into Mexico are showing particular strength, with some supply shortages in the region, while some traders have seen signs of new interest coming out of Europe.
Thank you so much, Michelle.